Hi, I'm here with Joanna McBride. Thank you very much for accepting my invitation to the interview. We're back. I met Joanna at the CRAN conference. Joanna is the creator of Tamman & Rose Architecture, a custom residential design firm in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Before founding TNR, Joanna worked in Chicago for two well-established modern architecture firms. Her architecture is an amalgam of art and technology, with her rare combination of artistic and technical skills blending together effortlessly in her work. Named one of the 15 best architects in the Phoenix area, Joanna has been invited to be a guest juror at various design schools and universities in Chicago and Arizona. She holds a BFA from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago and an MArch from the University of Illinois in Chicago. Actively involved in her profession and the design community, Joanna has taught design at Arizona State University, serves as co-chair of CRAN, Custom Residential Architects Network, in the Phoenix area, and has served on the board of the local chapter of the AIA. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you for having me.
So, what are your first recollections of experiencing architecture?
Well, I would say probably most significantly is the neighborhood where I grew up. And it's the neighborhood's called River Forest. It's right next to Oak Park. It's a suburb on the west side of Chicago.
Okay.
And that neighborhood is very architecturally diverse. So somehow that must have gotten into my brain. I can't say that I was one of those people who knew I was going to be an architect my entire life. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. I, in fact, didn't even know I was going to be an architect until I was in undergraduate at the School of the Art Institute. One of my professors suggested I go to architecture school. Before that, it wasn't even anything I thought about.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have to say it was probably the neighborhood. And then also my parents. I think my mother, she was always into arts. Like, she was our picture lady at school, and she was always interested in
all. What's a picture lady?
That's where she would come to my classroom with a replica of a painting from the Art Institute, and then she would explain it to us.
Okay.
So she's a picture lady. So
they have a program like that out here, and it's called Art Docent. And then I've actually heard, and actually when I did the interview with Jennifer Kretschmer, she said like she used the term Art Docent, and I said, oh, I didn't know whether it was outside of our school district or what. So yours was the picture lady, and ours is Art Docent. It's basically the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was always fun. So I always learned about art. It was always around me. And then my father, he was more of a mathematician. He was an accountant, and he liked to study maps before we'd go on trips, and he'd plan out our trips. So I feel like I got both of their skills somehow, because art and math were coincidentally my two favorite subjects in school.
Okay. So you're an architect that actually was good at math.
Yeah, I love math. Is that rare?
Well, it's one of the things that we say, you know, that people always ask, like when you say you're an architect and then you're like, oh, I wanted to be an architect, but I was really bad at math. And I'm like, oh, I'm really bad at math and I'm an architect. But yeah, I mean, I know the basic math. I wasn't like a mathematician by any standards. Yes. So, and what was, when I interviewed, Vern Swalback, he also said that he, you know, cause he had, music classes at in Oak Park, and so he used to go by all of these Frank Lloyd Wright buildings, you know, and he didn't know who it was that had designed them or anything until later on in life. But you know, he also grew up in Chicago, so that was kind of so what are three classic buildings that you like and why?
Well I have two that I can think of.
Okay.
One is the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. This past winter, I was fortunate to travel to Dubai with my family. And when we decided to go, I told them, I said, we can do whatever you guys want to do, but there's one thing I want to do. I want to go see the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. And they were all on board, and it is an outstanding building. I mean, I can't even tell you. I like a couple of years before I had found a rendering of it while I was just looking in Pinterest, I think. And I found a rendering of it and I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is outstanding. And it wasn't even the building, it was a rendering. And it was so beautiful to me that I made it my desktop on my computer at work. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then I kept saying, I'm going to go there. And then lo and behold, I ended up where I got the opportunity to go. And it was outstanding. I mean, it's just a beautiful building. If you ever have the opportunity, I highly recommend going to see that building.
And then I think that's a long shot for me, but I'll
Well, I thought the same thing, but I kept saying I was going to go, and then it happened.
And who's the architect?
Jean Nouvel. He's a French architect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He actually came. We have a funny story. I don't know whether I should talk.
Yeah, tell me what.
I'm actually bringing it up in my blog when I'm talking for the interview with Jennifer Kretschmer, because of the PowerPoint kind of, you know, fiasco, right? When they're always, when I don't think I've ever gone to a conference where the PowerPoint has been, where the PowerPoint has gone smoothly, right? It's like always, it doesn't seem right. It's like everybody like, oh, the slides aren't, the slides aren't loading up. Oh, okay. Wait, hold on a second. So Jean Nouvel came and spoke in LA when I was in architecture school, or maybe a few years after I was in architecture school. Anyway, he was at, he came to speak, and it was with Cal Poly Pomona. But they had it at the Wiltern Theater in downtown Los Angeles, which is this, kind of traditional, very beautiful kind of Art Deco building and Art Deco theater. But, with those, years ago, right, they didn't have the technology to really, to go from like a theater where you have musicals or plays, right, to doing PowerPoints for, slides for architects, right? So for some reason, somebody forgot that they forgot that you would need, right, a screen.
a minor detail.
Yeah, a minor detail that we would need a screen to, and I was not in charge of this, thank God, but that you would need a screen, So they realized that they would need a screen, and Jean Nouvel was kind of getting upset about it because he was waiting up there, and then they realized they don't have a screen, and so they're like, oh no, we can fix it. And so what they ended up doing is they found some type of sheet or something.
Oh no.
So they hung up this sheet, and he came on and he just flipped out. He flipped out about it. He was so angry. So I've always liked his work, but that's really one of the images that I just, you've got this architect, and then, kind of the prima donna, right? The prima donna.
I guess his perfectionism pays off in his work.
Yes. Yes. Will we ever be so famous that we can act like, I don't know. Probably. I would say I probably would never act like that, but I don't know. You never know.
Right. Yeah.
Get a few magazine covers in me and I might be out there. Okay. So what was the other building?
And then the other building is, this is every building like this, but is the Farnsworth House in Plano, Illinois by Mies Gaggero.
Okay.
I love that building. What I love about it is its simplicity. I mean, there's nothing extra. There's nothing that's not necessary. It's just so simple and elegant, and the way it sits in the landscape, it's just gorgeous. I love it. So when I go back home, I try to go see the Farnsworth house, and one or the other of my kids will come with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that's a great building too.
I want to see that too, because I've never been to Chicago. I've like talked before about, because people always bring up these Chicago buildings, and I say, oh, I've never been to Chicago, believe it or not.
Well, I'll go with you anytime, Michelle.
Okay. I want to do the Viking range Sub-Zero. They have the whole cooking class.
Yes.
On the Viking range and everything for Chicago. And she said that they didn't have any left for the end of this year, but in the beginning of the new year.
Okay.
She said that they're going to have classes. So let's try to coordinate it. Do you like to cook?
Yes, I love
to cook. Okay, good. That'll be perfect. Okay. So what do you like about being an architect?
Well, I think my most favorite part is getting to know my clients and collaborating with them to create the spaces that they're going to live in and enjoy. That's a lot of fun. And then another thing that I really like is all the different parts of our job. For instance, there's design, then there are construction documents, drawing details, there are site visits. You know, there's so many different things to do in our job that it breaks up the time, and it's all fun, it's all interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that it's great. And then one time I had this mentor that I used to work with, and he said one time, and this always stuck in my mind because it's true, he said that architecture is magic. He said, you go to a site, you imagine what could be there, and then it's there. It's magic. And I was like, you know, it's true, because like I'll draw something and I'll draw a little building, I'll draw it by hand, and then when I'm looking at it built, I'm like, that's exactly what I drew, you know?
Yeah. No, that's true. And I had this client that was he was from Chicago, and I designed something for him, and he had like an architectural engineering background, you know, like he had his undergrad in architectural engineering, and then he had gone into psychology, you know, which a lot of people do actually between those two, in architecture and psychology, or you know, vice versa. But when he looked at the space when it was starting to be framed and everything, and he said like, oh, I'm really surprised because it's nothing like what I thought it was going to be. And I said, really? And I said, because it's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's
exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
And I mean, he was happy with it, but he just couldn't envision, right? He couldn't envision that, which is probably the reason why he didn't stay in architectural engineering. But
yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Where I was drawing for, I had a meeting this morning, and I was kind of sketching an idea out for the client, and they were like, they were watching me, and I said, see, I said, this is the reason why they're never just going to be able to use a computer. And I said, why we're always going to have to be able to sketch. And, you know, I said, because they keep saying, oh, you know, we're going to be obsolete and we won't need to sketch anymore. And I said, we don't need a 3D rendering program. I can draw it for you right here. And, you know, they were like, yeah, I'm totally surprised, you know. And the one guy's like, yeah, that would probably take, you know, yeah, that would take like 3 hours on CAD or whatever to produce that. And I'm like, yep, it's all in my head. And I can just put it on here and sketch it out.
Yeah,
like
that. Exactly.
But not everybody can do that.
Right. I know. I'm old school. I like to draw.
Me too. I know. Well, I still hand draft. So yeah. So that's archaic. But anyway.
But it's a skill that you have, Michelle.
So what would you like to say about the future of architecture?
Well, I think it's important for us architects to keep up with technology. It changes so quickly. I mean, you know, like there's a new phone every month, it seems like. And so, you know, there are always new materials that perform better than others. There's smart technology. It can adjust your temperature, your security, your health. You know, there's like aromatherapy you could have piped into your home. There's so much technology. Yeah. And you can control it all from your phone or your iPad or, you know, whatever. So I just think that keeping up with that is important. And I always do find it's fun when my clients want to do something that I've never done before. You know, like the first client I had who wanted to do solar, I was all over that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. New technology. Like, and just keep keeping up with the technology. I just think that's probably the most important for us.
Yeah. So I met you at CRAN, and I wished your house would have been on the tour.
it got nixed. The client didn't want to have us on the tour. I understand. I don't know that I'd want a bunch of people traipsing through my house either.
I know. I have this one client who's just great. I mean, I just took them. I just took a group of like 20 for our CRAN, our local CRAN chapter, and they went right through. And I think he likes it because he has so many ideas that he's incorporated into the project. You know, where it would totally, like, people were laughing because they said, boy, I said, you know, sometimes you don't want your clients to, like, help design. And in this case, it was good to have your client help design. I said, he had really good ideas, you know, about things. I mean, you know, so.
So are we going to have a CRAN in San Diego that we can come and see one of your projects? Who wouldn't want to come to San Diego, Michelle?
Oh man, I think I put this in my first blog with Vern about how I do the CRAN thing, I kind of like make a joke at whatever locale we're at, you know, not because I want to be mean or anything, just because I'm making a joke about, you know, with Scottsdale, because it's so hot, obviously, you know, I said like, oh, we're going to the center of the earth. Cincinnati, right. I can't remember. Yeah, I can't even remember what I said about Cincinnati. I'll have to look it up because it was over a year ago now. But I'm sure. I mean, I have relatives there, and I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I can't really say that much. But I grew up in Pittsburgh and never went to Cincinnati the entire time.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah, the thing about San Diego, and I've like said this because some people in our chapter have said that, or some, you know, have said like, oh, why don't we have the CRAN symposium here? And, you know, it's really like, I said, I would not do it by myself. I would need a lot more help from people in San Diego. Like we don't have as active a group as you do. I mean, how big is your group?
I don't know. It varies because it depends on who comes to our meetings. But there's Lindsay and I are the chairs, and then we have help from the AIA, Diana with the AIA. She helps us. And then we have people that are in the trade who want to help. And stuff like that. Yeah. But at a meeting, we would probably have around 20 to 30, depending on, you know.
Okay. See, that would be a big meeting for us, 20 to 30. So there were like 20 people that came on the CRAN tour, but the people that are being active, and of course, I'm sure that if the economy slowed down, there would be more people, right? Everybody, you know, most people are sole proprietors. And so they're like working in that. And ours is like mostly a social group. You know, I mean, we're networking with other people, and we do have, you know, we have people like we had, you know, we had Kevin from AGS Steel, Stainless was there, and then we have people at BMD, the Marvin rep, you know, have come to the meetings. And then the window and door
I think it's good to include everybody because it only helps us learn more about about all the different aspects of our profession, products, you know, and other architects. We help each other out. It's just a good CRAN is a great idea. Whoever came up with that, good for you.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good idea. And I don't know. I would need more help. That's basically it. And then, you know, I'm only the chair for 2 years, and so it's coming up in April. So if somebody else wants to move it on. Otherwise I'd be more than happy. And if you want to come to San Diego and I'll show you around, then that's, you know, that's fine. Then I can take you on a personal tour. Yes, I can take you on a personal tour. Yeah. So what, I would definitely show you, I would definitely have a woman architect represented on the house tour if it was. And I've been on other, you know, not to get into a whole gender thing here, but.
Can't avoid it.
But I think that it's really important when you are on a committee and you're a woman that you ask for other women to be represented on the, either as speakers or on the tour. I just think it's important, you know, as a woman, I mean, I don't consider myself to be a feminist, which people say, you're like the most anti-feminist feminist that I know.
Well, we have a lot of important things to say. People need to listen, yes, right?
Exactly. And it's like, and I also don't, I don't go for this whole thing of how, like, oh, we have to think about design first, because that's like saying, oh, if you're a woman, you can't design, or if you're like, oh, you can't find any women out there that are good designers, or you can't, I mean, that's, you know, that's nonsense. An excuse. Yeah, nonsense. Exactly. So I can't wait for you to come and visit, and I enjoyed meeting you at CRAN, and I don't know whether I'm going to be going to Miami or not. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to Miami.
Okay, yeah. Good. Because your kids are over, aren't your kids?
They're both in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So are they going to come to CRAN with you?
Probably not. They'll be working by then, you know, with jobs, and right now they're in school, but by then they'll be in, you know, working. They won't have the flexibility to do whatever they want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joanna, and I hope to see you in San Diego soon.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.